this might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Memory Heart.
You guys, we are coming to you Saturday morning, both tired as hell. You can hear it in my voice. It's not fully awake because we wanted to wait and record this after the Drag Race finale.
Yes, I was traveling this week, so we wouldn't we couldn't record at our normal time. And obviously the finale is this week, so we're like, we don't want to wait a whole week to talk about it.
Yeah,
let's talk about it now. And I think that's what we should just start with.
Let's just get into it. I am delirious. Grace and I are recording or doing our live stream later today in a couple hours. So we're already scatterbrained.
Oh, yeah. And it's 420. Happy 420, y'all.
Happy 420, you guys. Hell yeah.
You went out to watch this finale with the people, which I'm very jealous of. But I just I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to it. How was it?
Honestly, you would have had a panic attack.
Really? Okay.
So our friend Steve and Soren, who I just, you know, done Virgin Hibachi with a couple days earlier, they were like, hey, we're going to go to this place, High Tops. And I had heard of High Tops, which is a gay bar in Los. I say Feliz, you say Feliz. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yep.
But it's like a big, it's like a sports bar, big open sports bar. And Steve, I was like, all right, I'll meet you there at 7:30. I know it's going to be packed because they do viewings there. But Steve calls me at 5 o'clock and is like, I just walked by. It's packed. I snagged the one table left.
Oh, right? My God. Three hours before.
3 hours before. And of course, he's like, can we just watch it at your house? It's just going to be me, Soren, Drew, Aiden. I was like, no. I was like, absolutely, I'm not doing a last minute change up to my home.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm always the host, but I'm tired. So anyway, by the time I get there, Grace, I just haven't been to a place that packed in a long time. It was like Super Bowl, watching the Super Bowl in a bar of the city the Super Bowl is.
Yeah. Tim texted me this morning and he said, Philly has burned down the gayborhood after last night's finale.
Oh, God. I bet. Oh, my God. Okay, but so I get there immediately just upon walking in. Like, I haven't even walked in yet. I go, there's Nicole Byer. There's Elliot Glazer. And I was just like, so anyway, long story short, it was very fun, but very loud, which is just funny because Steve, who's very particular, was like, really thought it'd settle down. Once the show start, like, you can tell he was like losing it. So I was like, it's fine. Look, the fact is like, we're going to talk to the parents. I do not care about the original songs. Like, the visuals are what the finale is. And like one little speech.
I love the original songs when they're great. This round of original songs, no offense to anyone that worked on them, because they did a great job, but they just weren't. I want bops all the time. I've been up since like 6 a.m. I was telling you, because I'm on like East Coast time still.
I've been up since 20 minutes ago.
So I went back. I was like amped after last night's finale.
Yeah.
So it's amazing I even slept. But then I was going back and rewatching my favorite bops. One, rewatching the Sasha Velour finale immediately this morning.
So good.
Rewatching Willow Pill. Rewatching Lady Camden. I love rewatching Goddess Goddess Sasha Colby's last year.
Well, let me tell you what. Last night, I already did, but I was truly like, Sasha Colby is the GOAT.
Oh, she is so incredible. And I don't even remember that's a thing that they let the reigning queen come out and do, basically, as the kids on Twitter say, mothered for 3 minutes on stage.
I don't know if they do.
Right. I was like,
am I just
this
like not remembering, or were they like, it's Sasha, let's let her perform.
Right. I do feel like there was a lot of bizarre filler in this show, which you probably, thankfully for the loud bar, didn't have to hear.
But honey, there was more filler than in Sasha Colby's face.
There was, because as soon as they started doing, like, okay, the opening songs were really great, and especially in showing you that they did not want Plain Jane in the top two, because her song compared to when Safira's opens with her and the Silks and
it
the
was Adele
opera,
in Vegas.
Yeah, I was like, my note is, okay, so they want Safira to win. Got yes. it. But also, it was so funny because Elliot was so high last night. And I was like, will you watch this with me? And he's like, yeah, but we get really high. I was like, of course. And so I wish I was recording him the whole time yes. watching this. He was like, just literally sitting still watching the program. And the notes I have, first of all, about he was amazed by the whole thing. Because he did watch like the first episode or two with me. So some of okay. it was familiar. When Plain Jane did her bodysuit song and revealed the other bodysuit. So I was like, this needs something. What's going on? He just said, quote, but there's another bodysuit. I honestly did not see that one coming. amazed by it.
Here's the thing. I couldn't hear any of the songs. Mm. So I have no idea what Nymphia's was even about.
Nymphia's was something about wind. I'm sitting in my quiet living room and I couldn't understand what the lyrics were exactly. I rewatched Safira's this morning and hers was about like finding inner strength by like loving herself. And okay. Plain Jane's was about wearing a bodysuit.
here's the thing where I don't know if Plain truly was just like, there's no way I'm winning this.
Right.
And just like leaned in to yes. the personality traits that I feel like got her bad notes anyway.
Yeah.
Her wig was too small. It just was too small. The bodysuit yeah. was a Trapper, Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper nightmare. And then again, when she had the previous episode with Matt Rogers and she got the interview and she got yeah. dinged for not digging deeper. And yeah. then in her, why should you be America's Next Drag Superstar? She just did Service Little because you want the hottest with the biggest, with the best body. So I'm just like, is she being sarcastic?
That's what Elliot was asking too. He's like, is she leaning into the fact that she knows she won't win? I was like, yeah. maybe, which I don't mind entirely because.
If you're not going to do your all, then like, who cares fun. If you don't win?
Be yeah. entertaining. And that cutaway to a mandatory meeting looking Grace. Like that when Plain was talking, I rewound that about 5 times and filmed it on my phone and then went on Twitter and just looked that specific clip up so many times.
Grace, you have not lived till you've watched that cutaway in a bar with 500 gay guys.
See, that's what I would really live for.
It was like watching the World Cup
yes.
and there be a goal.
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl. It's everyone the gay was like, Super Bowl.
Yeah! I mean, people, it was everyone like collective screams.
Yeah, I can imagine it. And that's honestly what would have like driven me to go. The producers or editors are so shady, but so good. It was so fantastic and now, so dumb.
I actually like, so, you know, obviously they shot it in their studio, which apparently, and I'm not sure if we talked about this before, but it's because someone had previously recorded at the live studio audience how we watched all the different endings. They recorded yeah. them and then like released one of the like ones, you know, of the people who didn't win. I forget who exactly, but it's in the last couple years where, it was who lost to Sasha Colby, Hits the Wood.
Shea Coulee?
No.
Anitra.
Anitra, someone, I guess, released the footage of Anitra winning.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because they have to pretend to win so yeah, the audience right. doesn't know. And so they have it. And so apparently that was the tea on why they were like, we're going to do it without a big audience because then we just will take all their phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but for like- me, I kind of liked it being smaller. I'm like, I don't need the... Granted, we had a great time when we went, yeah. but I don't need like the grand sweeping shots of like a few thousand people in the audience. Like,
right.
Yeah. And then, let's talk to their moms and like their best friends and the other queens.
Yeah. The 7 cutaways to like the one A-list celebrity that's in the audience. But their moms, this was a great night for moms.
Moms I cried. Dominated.
Cried. First of all, Nymphia's mom wearing that necklace with handcuffs. I don't know if you could see it. She was wearing a necklace that had 2 handcuffs cuffed together and then pearls strung around the other side of it. She was the coolest looking mom I've ever seen.
The moms were gorge.
Yeah.
Like all 3 of them were so amazing. Yeah. When it cut to Safira's mom, I was like, is this Safira's sister?
Right. And I saw footage of the bar that all of them were watching at last night, and Saphir's performance and Saphir's mom in the audience there. And it's so sweet.
Cold chills. No, it was a big night for moms. I absolutely loved it. I want to be like, are none of the dads in the picture, or was this specifically just for moms?
Yeah, Elliot did say not a lot of dads featured.
It's like, I feel like they take turns, but also isn't like Mother's Day soon? Good tie in.
Yeah.
But no, overall, what did you think about the winner? Because I thought, shook and happy.
Same. That's the thing is, like, I was like, when this started and the opening performances happen, Saphira's, I was like, she is poised to win. They are setting her up. She has the best song, the best choreography, the best performance already. And then we get to the lip sync.
Or then we get to Miss Congeniality, too.
Oh, right. And she wins Miss Congeniality with...
As soon as that happened, we were like, oh, we don't think Saphira's winning.
Right, because there hasn't been a winner that double won. And also... The Miss Congeniality, they all vote on that, right?
At the other queens?
I believe it's all the queens.
I've never seen like a call and vote. Your winner. Okay.
All the queens looked amazing last night, by the way.
They did.
The looks were fantastic. Not a dud in the bunch. I freaking loved Mirage's hair for her opening. And also when Dawn came out, Elliot was like, whoa, this one is really fun to look at. I was like, that's Dawn. That's Dawn. He's like, she's great. She's because aliens and like she had little elf ears on. I was like, yeah, this is like really fun. Anyway,
I know Q looked amazing. They all looked great.
Oh, Q looked incredible. The lip sync, as soon as it starts, and the balloons go out, like, okay, Saphira. Because, so Saphira's teeth, she had little fangs.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
A classic. I was like, that song starts and Saphira's doing the world's, she's doing my eyeballs.
I love it because she's so camp. But I was like, what is this? Is this in reference to like the actual music video or something?
What was the song? I couldn't even hear the song.
Padum.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. The bar was very excited about that.
Yeah.
About a Kylie Minogue song.
Is like the first time I've actually ever heard this song, which is
crazy. I've only heard it referenced.
Yeah, same. So I was like, oh, I get to hear this song finally. Nymphia, I was blown away because we had yet to see her lip sync.
Exactly that.
And her opening performance was really great, but that's a, you know, rehearsed performance with backup dancers. I thought it was an incredible lip sync all around. I do think it is a little comical how many props and costumes were left on the stage by the end of it. And like, how far can this go in future seasons? Because literally Saphira was like looking for a place to do their slide split at the end. Because there's just costumes everywhere, all over the stage.
Shrapnel. As soon as Nymphia started, and it was so cute, you know, like, was her dress like in reference to boba tea?
Boba tea. She was a boba tea, and then the black balloons that came out were supposed to be the boba.
It's just so funny because, again, I couldn't hear what's happening, but, you know, someone that I'm with was like, oh, it's like boba. And I was like, that's so cute. And then it opened and the balloons went and everyone like was so amazed. And I just looked at Steve and I was like, we are all children.
Yeah. Oh,
That's just balloons.
It's just magic tricks.
Those are just rose petals. It's confetti.
Imagine, right. This is like gay Carrot Top. Like, it's just props everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you really want to wow them, like, get some of that flash paper that sets on fire really quick.
That's
like,
what I'm
going out there with smoke bombs. Snaps. Right.
That's what I'm saying. How far can these things go? I love to see it. I love the creativity.
It's like the previous week, Megami.
Yes.
Had one of those, the two eyeball things.
Yes.
That your mom loves.
That my mom brought to VidCon.
And everyone was like, oh, no, she did not. I'm like, just walk into a kid's party favor store?
Yeah,
and
basically.
Go wild.
And I'm entertained. I'm thoroughly entertained by
me too. But no, truly, when Nymphia started busting out the splits and things like that. Because here's the thing is like she's always been incredible. Even like her opening outfit before the reveal in referencing her Taiwanese culture.
Yeah.
And she's very smart and very thoughtful about it. But we've never seen her like serve ass.
Exactly.
We've never seen her be like, oh, Nymphia's fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah. She did all of it. She covered the whole stage. I thought was so, like, if we're thinking of this in sports strategy, yeah, that it's like, okay, Safira is front and center. How do I play without, like, being a bad sport and trying to get in front of her? And mm-hmm. I thought Nymphia was so smart to play to every side of the stage as fast as she could. She did a freaking handstand on the back of the stage into a split.
I got out of my seat and was going crazy on that part. As soon as she started doing that, I was like, this is over.
Yeah.
This is over. I'm so sorry. I love you, Safira.
I know.
I love you.
And that's why I was kept looking at Safira being like, what are you going to do?
Are you okay?
What are you
going to
do?
When you see the little bit of panic, it's kind of like, you know, even that one moment, she didn't even have a hiccup when she was like doing a reveal.
There
was one tiny moment of hesitation of like literally a button giving her grief or whatever it was. And I was like,
that's enough.
Because Nymphia's was so solid and fun, and it felt like she was improvising, even though she probably was, you know what I mean? Like,
her cartwheel into a costume reveal, Elliot was blown away by.
Oh,
he was like, she anticipated the other girl doing a split, and so she did a cartwheel and revealed a costume change, and it was
so good.
Incredible.
Oh, Chip's coming out here in his boxers because Beans got loose. She can come in here. She can come in. I was gonna have to get up. Hey guys. Hey Beans. Oh, okay. Sorry. Beans. She said, what are you doing without me?
Oh.
Sorry. I just saw her come to the door and I was like, it's closed. Here comes Chip. Look at this little weasel. Oh,
Beans,
yeah.
What did you think?
So I'm going to say this right now, and I know this is a bold thing to say.
Yeah.
Nymphia coming out and then the banana opening is my favorite look to ever happen on Drag Race.
She made that. She
insane.
On her Instagram said she made it. I was like, this is so good. She is so just like clear headed in her brand. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Also, Malaysia baby doll Fox coming out in that owl outfit or that like eagle outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wowed Elliot. He was like, this is very mythical. I'm a big fan of
Wait, who's Malaysia baby doll? Who?
When she came out, she was the Miss Congeniality from last season. And she came out to award the Miss Congeniality. And it was when all of the queens were on stage in like red, white, and blue. And yeah, she came out and she was just in a big feather thing.
Yes,
but it was
yes. That owl.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was great.
Amazing. No, it was a fantastic finale.
What? Also, Sasha Colby's step down look where the earrings
became
the
boobs
covers. Yeah.
I said that. I was like, why aren't we doing that everywhere?
Yeah. Elliot said the earrings are the bra.
She's so good. Truly, everyone was just like, let's just recrown her.
Yeah.
Love her. And then I will say my best pun of the night is mid lip sync going, well, we finally saw that banana split.
Nice. Excellent.
Yeah.
Also, I do have to say, I was looking at all of the footage from where the queens were watching the show last night, because mm-hmm. then they will drop like the actual live video of the queen reacting to like their actual win.
Right.
And aww. Sometimes they all watch in separate places. They were all together because I think maybe they shoot it for Paramount Plus or something. I don't know. But
oh, I'd love that. Like Untucked, but the reveal.
I don't really know. I mean, because it was like hosted by Jimbo. It was a really interesting event that I was like, I wish we could go to that. The way they showed up to the event. So Nymphia's all in like a yellow stunning look. Safira's in this blue stunning look. Plain came dressed as this crazy old witch in like a gross house. It is so good because she knows she did. It's like so camp, so fantastic.
That is
so
hilarious.
Big fan.
Oh my gosh. So fun. Great finale. As soon as it ended, I was like, can we announce an All Stars and have Safira on it right now?
Yeah, there is All Stars coming out in May, but they didn't announce the cast yet. In a month, there's going to be a new season of All Stars.
Okay, well, we're doing that for this show. Okay.
100%.
Oh, wow. Is All Stars, that's still on MTV?
Or Paramount Plus? I don't know. It was
hard
to figure
out. I don't
know,
but we're going to talk about it, guys. So get your subscriptions.
Yeah. Also, because we didn't talk about it, but you mentioned it, the lip sync Lollapalooza last week.
Yeah.
great job, Megami. Excellent job, Morphine. I thought it was a really fun thing to watch. I was kind of bummed that there wasn't like a reunion situation, but yeah, it was still really fun. I thought Morphine did an incredible job, and I thought Megami did really great. Like, played to her strengths
very well. I, you know, it's not my favorite ep.
I know, there's only so many lip syncs I can see, and honestly, I just live for the finale lip sync where they have all their gags planned.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what are they gonna do?
However, I will say, doing the Lollapalooza 50, the 50K was a surprise.
Yeah, that's great. They deserve that.
Yeah, I think that was amazing. Well, fantastic season. So excited to see. I mean, I feel really bad for Sphera because I genuinely think she is an absolute pro.
And she didn't falter all season. She had an excellent season. But so that's why it's like kind of a great finale where you're surprised, but also Nymphia's deserving too. So you're like, it wasn't like, I don't know. It's tough. It was a great season. Lots of good talent. I will say,
and it's probably because of the Golden Bachelor, which everyone's like, did you see they're divorcing?
Yeah.
But because of that, last night I was like, we should do a season where it's all like queens over 50.
Yeah, I would
like
love
like the
that.
Final bow, or like, you know, like, and everyone's wearing like, you know, orthopedic heels.
I would love that. And it's hosted by who's this, the queen that's just sarcastic all the time?
Bianca Del Rio.
Yes.
Just being like, well, you're farting dust up here.
Yeah.
Keep it moving. Yeah. Watch the so hell mean. Out of that.
100%.
Okay. Do we even need to talk about Vanderpump Rules?
This episode, I watched it on a plane because I had time on a plane to watch everything. Yeah. But I will just say the one scene where James talks to Sandoval at his band practice and like goes through a laundry list of like, she never loved you. She said she was cheating on you or cheating with you because she wasn't over me. You're a liar. You loved Ariana and your band is a joke. Like, as he's holding his dog in the studio and walks away, he's like, I'm not doing your show. Goodbye. All within like 2 minutes, I was like,
I mean, you gotta give it to James. It's just like, here's the deal is that in any other scenario, now Beans is shivering like she's in the Arctic. In any other scenario, you'd be like, what a dick. But because it's to Sandoval, you're like, great job.
Yeah.
Well played. Yep. I'm, you know, it's the same old song and dance. The Lala sperm donor party was wild because it felt like no one told Lisa what they were doing.
And in what world do you go, can I throw this party at your house tomorrow? And it's all figured out.
Eggs. And it's all figured out for you. So I'm just kind of over Lala. I'm excited for the reunion, whenever that is, only because Lala stopped following Katie on Instagram. I think we touched on this last week. And so everyone is kind of like, something happened big. And like, we just don't know what it is yet. I will say, really got to give it up to Sheena just squeezing the life out of Good as Gold. It's 10 years old and we're doing a remix and new music video, which I read a recap from like the Daily Beast of the episode. Because I was like, also Chip had gotten home that night. Oh, here comes Larry. And I was just like a little drunk when I watched it. Oh,
yeah.
Now Larry's trying to get in the door. Hold on, guys.
Your house is up and at him.
Oh, shoot. Did you see Chip? We're going to have to edit that out.
I saw feet.
Okay. They both tricked him and acted, hey, Larry, Larry, Larry. Okay.
Chaos on a Saturday morning.
I mean, this is wild stuff over here. Sorry.
Oh, cuties.
But anyway, good for Sheena. I forget what I was saying, but it's just, you know, it's the same old song and dance. Oh, the Daily Beast recap is, I mean, so funny, so brutal. Truly them being like, why are they fighting over this house of filth?
They give you like, Ariana gets the redemption of like, here's what's actually legally happening with the house, so you guys can stop hating on me for staying here. Some quote from Katie that's like, I don't think anyone's opinions on any of the castmates will change after watching the reunion. So
okay,
who knows?
Who knows? Sorry, go ahead.
I have heard more and more people saying how good the valley is.
Okay, what, I'm is an episode behind. Yeah. And what I'll say, and I know I'm a broken record, is even though these people are full grown-ups with children, it has the erratic, like, off-the-rails energy of early Vanderpump.
Yeah, I've seen some clips, and it looks pretty unhinged, and the editors are pretty ruthless at, like, cutting back to... like
old clips.
At least for Kristen, like cutting back to old clips of her on seasons, previous seasons.
Fantastic.
Of Vanderpump.
Yeah. And like I told you, Jax's bar that opened in Studio City shows Vanderpump and the Valley on Tuesdays for live viewings.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
I know a couple girls that went and they were like, you must go.
Okay.
You gotta go eat Meemaw's beer cheese.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm curious. You know,
if I'm gonna
get COVID again, it might as
it
well.
It better be from Jax Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into Survivor. Speaking of erratic, off the rails, unhinged.
This was quite a piece of entertainment to watch on a plane. I was like looking around the whole time as if other people were watching with me to be like, this is absolutely insane. I will say, and I think I'm going to have controversial opinions about this episode.
Okay.
I was bothered by Q.
Yes.
At first. And then by the end of it, I was kind of like,
no.
I'm into this chaos.
Okay. Here's the deal. No. Okay.
But I'll explain myself. Yeah.
I started liking Q the previous episode just because when they were doing that challenge and he was trying to play the alphabet game, I thought he was fun. And I was like, oh, I could see how, even though he's being like super coach and like being like, you know, I run this place and all his interviews. Everyone else isn't seeing that. Maybe they're seeing him as a more lovable guy. And, you know, he brought that energy with his weird Q's hoodie skirt.
Q skirt.
Which makes no sense design-wise.
This was an entire episode about Q. I was like, Banu's out, Q's in. I am a little worried about Q's mental health. He teeters back and forth. However, it is entertaining. As long as he's doing okay and not being in any way harmful. The hide and seek game in the beginning where he was like, they messed up. They made a mistake. They were hiding there. They made a mistake. Literally labeling every single person that made a mistake by playing the game that he asked everyone to play.
He's like, uh-oh, they hit a little too good. Now I know that we got to get them out. We're playing hide and seek. Also, the only person you need to worry about is Hunter, who can climb trees, because you're immediately going to do a pole hugging competition.
Right.
No one's going to beat him. The fact that they went to that challenge and people didn't step down for Rice.
Yeah.
I got so much anxiety, which I also understand because it's like everyone, no one feels on safe footing. So I totally get being like, here's the deal. I always wonder, like, what's the level of protection if you sit out and get Rice? Like, if you were like, I'm going
to
sit out
and
take
trust.
One for the team, you know, basically that portion of the show is like we're going to need more people to check their carry-ons.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's
100%.
Full. But when that happens, it'll be like, well, what do I get free drinks on the plane?
And usually people do. This is the first time that they didn't make a deal.
I know. That's
which is wild.
Cuckoo to me.
Yeah, that's how I would go, okay, I can't trust any alliance that I'm in. Which, by the way, the Six Alliance is
meaningless.
This is what Survivor, we've talked about this before. I understand this game to a certain degree, which makes it entertaining, but I also know that I do not always know exactly what's going on.
Right.
But people are very they nerd out on this stuff and they get very serious about it. So that's kind of why Q's trickster flipping. Like he thinks he's playing a nerded out game, but he's really to everyone else not playing the game well.
Right.
And I kind of love that he's fucking up the game for all these people that are trying to quote unquote play it well.
It's interesting. It's kind of it's funny because Banu was so clueless that in the first few episodes with Q was almost coaching him being like, you can't do this. We haven't voted yet. Or you can't say that. And I was like, oh, Q is really thinking several steps ahead.
Yeah.
Now I feel like he is a chaos agent. Here's what I'll say about him. is, and he's entertaining as hell, but yeah. I hated, and I think it's such a stupid move, going to tribal and saying, just vote me out, y'all.
Yeah, I know. It was, I was.
No.
It was insane. And like, even Corey Cool responded to me and was like, I hate this. H. Allen Scott responded yeah. to my story being like, absolutely unhinged.
and he does the write ups for Newsweek.
Yeah, he was like, great. If you guys ever yeah. need someone to talk Survivor, I'm game.
Oh, fun.
Okay, the only again, my initial reaction was like, this is, I would be so furious. I'd be so frustrated. But watching it, I was like, this is almost weirdly poetic and fucked up, like a way to throw back what people have been doing in the new era, which is quitting and asking people to vote for them. So in some bizarro trickster way, I'm like, this is a very funny sort of way to throw this thing that has developed as part of the game out there and cause chaos.
It's just
people.
You can see right through it. You can see right through it because it's like, I know people say like the vote me off, whatever, but also didn't some people just go, I'd like to leave, and they didn't even vote. They didn't have that. It's not like you have to be voted off to leave. There's free will.
Right.
So as soon as Q said that, I'm like, no, you would have stood up and just with your torch. You know what I mean? Like this is
it's a play and it's not a good one. But it does cause chaos and force everyone to like figure out what's going on. The other part of this episode was like the Tevin Venus, like who took credit for the soda blindside
immediately. Uh-huh.
And then the Liz behind it too, being like, shut up.
I was shook because I guess the whole thing was Liz was like, I've said since day one, I want soda gone.
Yeah.
So just but I mean, I also, and I know I'm team Tevin, RIP, that he did get some more people to vote with them. So like, I can see him taking credit for it. Can't see Venus taking credit for it, but you know how I feel about that.
I know. So openly taking credit that it's like,
I know. And Tevin saying I'll reveal when I'm in the last three, and then going home was tough. But here's what I'll say about Liz. She surprised me.
Yeah.
I feel like when no one volunteered for the rice, it was a compounding of the Tevin taking credit. She thought she deserved it. And the rice, when she's allergic to freaking everything.
When she says that she hasn't shit in 16 days, I was like, shouldn't she be medically evacuated? Like, I thought that was something they've actually pulled people from before because it can cause like long-term
probably
damage.
Well, here's the thing is I think it would cause long-term damage if you're like me and you travel abroad and you eat a bunch and still don't shit.
Yeah,
but I think she just actually hasn't eaten anything, so there ain't been no ingredients for the shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that compounded of like the hangry and knowing you're not going to get it and not get the credit really fueled like a little fire we haven't seen in Liz. And I was like, oh, she doesn't like. I like when you have the moment where someone goes, I want to actually play this game.
Yeah,
you She's- know.
Lest we forget, millionaire Liz Wilcox is what Twitter calls her because she started bragging in the first episode about starting all of these businesses and that she's not really here for the $1 million. Like, so everyone is like, oh, they're like, now she's like dialed in.
Okay.
And they like her because she's just like kind of a ruthless businesswoman at her heart. But she looks like this kind of like nerdy librarian lady.
She absolutely looks like she teaches like. Science. That's how smart I am. I was like, what's the word for science?
What's the smartest thing I can think of? Science.
It's gonna take me 10 minutes.
But she's now, I feel like, playing the game because people are realizing that there's a jury now and they need to start making moves that a jury would vote for. So everyone is now playing as hard as they can. So it's just chaos constantly that I'm like, this is the part of the game I don't love so much where it's like strategy almost like falls away because everyone just gets so
they're
over-strategizing.
Yeah, totally. Here's who I think is playing the game well.
Mm-hmm.
Tiff.
Oh, yeah. Everyone is so excited to see Tiff go after Q next episode.
Tiff is... Oh, that'll be so fun. Yeah. She... The reason why I like her is that she's clearly like a very strong player. And I also mean like physically strong. Like yeah. she's a big asset in challenges.
Yeah.
But also... She hasn't lost her cool once. Yeah. And like she was with the batshit crazy tribe.
Yeah.
And she was still like, okay, well, yeah. let's figure this out. I just think she is going to like make some moves that no one sees coming. Knock on yeah. wood. I also thought Tevin was going to be top three. So what the hell do I know?
I know. That's why this season's getting very fun now. It feels like mm-hmm. we're, you know, it was such a slow beginning and now it's like, oh, we're in it and everyone's really playing.
But I love Charlie.
Charlie's playing surprisingly really well in my mind. When he got brought into the six and he was like, this will never
Maybe
work.
Not.
this yeah, is, yeah. This is not an alliance.
I will say Hunter has to win immunity every week. I feel like the second yeah. he doesn't, he's gone.
100%
He's so good.
Because they don't show him strategizing in any way, shape, or form. And I feel like his strategy was to be paired with Tevin and
yeah, Andy Griffith Alliance.
Right. But I did kind of love when they were on the beach and Hunter was like, I gotta go talk to him and like stormed over the beach and Q was like, I did something wrong. I told Hunter. And then Venus was like, I'm gonna talk to them. There's no rules. I'm allowed to go over and just talk to them. And I was like, oh, this is chaos now.
Yeah, right now it feels like every girl who loves to gossip, it feels like when you have like the biggest gossip at your school, it's like a meetup of all those people right now.
Yeah.
Like everyone is just like, oh, off the reins. And then slowly but surely, I feel like in the next couple weeks, these alliances have to solidify because right yeah. now these people are so wishy-washy.
Yeah. I also forgot that I love Ben and the beginning.
Ben, he was okay. really... But he was barely in this episode.
The bookend moments for me of Ben were in the beginning when we get the aftermath of Tim being voted out and he's crying and he goes, it's weird to cry over a dude in his talking head. And then during tribal council, when everyone's freaking out, Ben just goes, I don't care for the shenanigans. And then...
He's the best.
The best quote of that whole chaotic scene for me.
I wonder how Charlie's doing with the release of the new Taylor Swift album.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably a tortured poet somewhere.
Pretty big week for him. Pretty
yeah,
big week.
Yeah, huge week for him. I don't know. Liz is kind of, people are like, she's starting to get a winner's edit, but I don't trust it because I feel like all of these strong players like Tevin and Soda are getting kind of like kicked off unexpectedly. Yeah. So I also think Kenzie's playing a really good game, too.
I do, too. Well, here's the deal is when Ben had his panic attack and she comforted him. I said like, oh, now I'm endeared to Kenzie a little bit.
Yeah.
I think here's what I think. I think because Tiff is there, she's matching her energy.
Yeah.
Because I think they are tight.
Yeah, they're a good duo.
And so I feel like if Tiff wasn't there, she might be a little more like all over the place. But I think mm-hmm. she's kind of like playing it cool and following Tiff's lead to be like, just be strong, just be chill and like don't cause a commotion.
I mean, she had immunity last week. So like she's already building a resume for herself. And I think she's doing it smartly by playing under the radar since she is such a like sociable, likable person. I feel mm-hmm. like she's like tampering down her personality so people aren't like, well, she's the next like sociable one like Tevin that we have to get off.
Yeah. I feel like the most outspoken people right now, obviously Q, Venus.
Yeah.
Who else you think could like accidentally be just putting targets on their back by just like trying to run the game too hard? You know, and Liz,
like,
I guess.
Liz, yeah, they're kind of like letting her come to light a little bit. Maria's still hanging in, and I think she's doing a good job of like playing in the background a little bit while still being connected to everyone.
Right, totally.
I agree with you that Hunter's got to keep winning immunities, and I think he knows it too.
He's got a pole in his backyard he's been practicing on. Like he's seasoned. He's the Olympian.
Yeah, and it is interesting to see. Like, because this is like a classic Survivor game. Like, this is straight up old season Survivor. Like, you heard him say, like, the record is 2 hours or whatever.
Insane.
Which is wild, because it's crazy to see in the new era that it's so much less time that people are spending up there. But it also, like, I don't know, I would be pissed if I were Q, too, of being like, why didn't we all get rice? Because none of us actually want to do well. I honestly thought Venus was going to pull it off.
She's so little, too. Yeah. And she just, like, she didn't show any.
Yeah.
Like, she was looked like it felt no pain until the second she came down.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd stay up there for a while just because I get nervous when they descend.
I know. They're up there really high.
I can't believe a lot of scratches.
Right. I can't believe no one's, like, actually broken their arm, like, as they've jumped off of that thing.
Yeah, that there's no safety. Like, how has no one just, like, passed out and just, like, fall into the ground? Also, Hunter doing the then Magic Mike lay backwards on it.
Yeah.
I was like, uh-oh.
Everyone's calm, like, down, please. Hunter. Please stop being so extra. Like, you have a target on your back, but I also, like,
take it in.
Yeah. If this is your opportunity, this is your dream, this is what you've been training for.
We're going to need more. My favorite part of Survivor is when they get to eat. I need some more feasts. I need next week. I need to be like, and your pizza, cheeseburgers. Right.
And it's a shame
soda.
Because I didn't realize that Liz couldn't eat, like, the reward stuff too.
I mean, it's why did she come on the show? She's a millionaire who can't eat anything.
She's for the game. She's a purist. This is where she's going to get ruthless. I feel like her Lord of the Flies is, like, starting to come out, and she's like, no, I actually, I know how to manipulate all of these people, and I will do it.
We'll see. Patrick Bateman. Okay, well, this was fun.
Great. A great week of TV, my God.
Now, okay, here's the question. Mm-hmm. Next week is Survivor and Vandypumps. Mm-hmm. But, like, do we weave in another one next week? Or do we wait because we've got All-Stars coming in? People who are listening, weigh in. I know a lot of people say we should watch The Challenge. I just don't know if that's, like, too similar to Survivor.
Did that start already? I really like The Challenge. I usually watch it. So,
is there a Housewives coming back? Is there?
There's
got to be, right? I feel like Bravo is light right now.
Yeah, because, like, they have, like, Summer House and stuff like that happening, but I don't really watch those franchises as much. Let us know, guys. I know a lot of you are like, you guys should watch Traitors and, like, Love is Blind. Those are just, like, anthology shows that like I think we're looking for, like, a weekly kind of thing, at least for right now. Maybe we'll get into those
totally. And I think Traitors is, I think it's done, right?
Yeah that one's,
but, like,
finished.
If it restarted and was a weekly, I'm totally down. But so let us know what's premiering soon and is released on a weekly basis.
Wow.
I'm telling you what to do, listeners. We need something. But for right now, I'm just hoping that next week's Survivor is such a good episode that we could talk about it all day long.
Yeah, probably. They're getting really interesting now. So we'll see.
All right. Well, we both have to make some stoner food for our live stream.
Yes,
and this got real.
Uh-huh.